G'day, this is Nurky with another AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. The topic of this podcast is going to be survivalism. First up, the motto, be prepared, which is what the Scouts have been using for ages, and you should incorporate it into your everyday life. Secondly, you should learn how to analyze a situation. In analyzing situations, you can identify problems, solutions, and the reaction to them. And next, the possible different scenarios are nuclear war, biological war, chemical war, earthquakes, floods, extreme winds, bushfires, economic depression, civil war, terrorist attacks, martial law, electromagnetic pulse warfare, invasion both foreign and interplanetary, global psychosis, extreme heat, extreme cold, and a global fascist dictatorship or a police state. Most importantly, in survivalism is your bug-out bag, which will contain everything you will ever need for the rest of your life after the apocalypse. The skills you need to obtain include first aid, water purification, the ability to communicate with strangers, and many others. Most importantly, you will need to learn how to survive with your neighbors because you will be depending on them one day to survive. They will have items that you will probably need one day either to steal or to barter for. They might even offer you shelter in case your home is destroyed. And next I will be talking about dependency and independency. You need to differentiate between what you need and what you don't need. Dependency is weakness. If you can get rid of any dependency on items that you need to survive in this world, you will easily survive in the next. I.e., if you live with chemicals and drugs and you won't be able to get them after the apocalypse, you're going to be up shit creek without a paddle. Next, you'll need to make sure you map out the local resources so that you can find fuel, water, food, transport, etc. You will need to map out the local highways and escape routes in case of the dire need for bugging the hell out of there. Next, you will need to map out possible locations that the masses would gather in order to either use them as a resource or to avoid them in case of biological warfare or other things, i.e. looters, rapists, etc. And next, you'll need to start worrying about post-apocalyptic society and government. You'll need to learn how to work in a society because you would have been living on your own for a while. And this is Nurky signing out for his primer on survivalism.